Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and I am so encouraged, and my soul is healed because of the very Word of God. Just knowing that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we can think or ask, and He does it with joy and love toward His children. So praise ye the Lord for His faithfulness, and I thank God for your faithfulness to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio. We are going to continue in our series of words of healing and encouragement. This has been a delightful series to the soul, and I pray and hope that it has been for you. As we were reading the scriptures to allow it to be a healing and an encouragement to your soul, and we looked at this in a three-part series, Words of Healing and Encouragement, and I wanted to just allow the scriptures to come alive in your heart, to come alive concerning your mind, and come alive concerning your soul, that you would know without a shadow of a doubt that the Word is a living Word, that the Word of God is a breathing Word, and that the Word of God is a healing Word for the soul. Listen to it this way. And I love to encourage one another to keep God's Word hidden in your heart, hidden in your heart, that you may not sin against Him, against the Word of God. I would like for you to follow me in this particular passage. Now, keep in mind, this particular part to this series, Words of Healing and Encouragement, is the part two, promises. And I like to put it this way, standing on the promises of God. Think about Abraham. God called him out, just as He does for you and I. He calls us out from most. And He gave Abraham a promise. And He told Abraham that his descendants would be as many as the grains of sand and as the stars in the heavens. And Abraham did not fully comprehend what God was telling him. But by faith, Abraham went as God commanded him to. By faith, he believed what God promised, and he obeyed what God told him to do. And He told Abraham to go. Take your family, take your herds, and all of those who are a part of your community. And He said, go. Just go. Walk. And everywhere Abraham went, God kept His promise. And every seed from Abraham, we became his descendants or his offspring, or we are a part of Him. Now, this is a God that is big And he is a God that is powerful. He is sovereign with everything under his control. And when God makes a promise, you can rest assured he will never go back on his promise. How do we know this? If you would, get your Bible and let's read Scripture. And just let Scripture teach in light of Scripture. And let's allow the very living Word of God to lead us and guide us, restore us, refresh us, rejuvenate us, and allow it to convict us, to discipline us. The Word, it cuts down to the bone marrow, that it would chasten us, that it would correct us, and that we would live by the Word of God. These are his promises. So if you would turn your Bible to 2 Peter chapter 3, and we're going to read that particular passage in its entirety. So if you would, follow along with me as I read this passage in a translation called the CEV, and that's the Contemporary English Version. And you can follow along in your translation. And I always encourage brothers and sisters in Christ to have several different translations of God's Word, because it helps us deepen our understanding of the Word of God as the Holy Spirit leads us and guides us and feeds us through the living pages of the Bible. So I'm going to read this translation, read this passage, 2 Peter 3, in its entirety, and I'm going to read it in the CEV, Contemporary English Version. And it reads this way. Now, we're talking about words of healing and encouragement, focusing in on promises, the promises of God. And listen to what 2 Peter 3, in its entirety, says. So if you would, follow along. According to the CEV translation, my friend, this is the second letter. I have written, encourage you to do some honest thinking. I don't want you to forget what God's prophet said would happen. You must never forget what the holy prophet taught in the past. And you must remember what the apostles told you our Lord and Savior has commanded us to do. But first, you must realize that in the last days, some people won't think about anything except their own selfish desires. They will make fun of you and say, didn't your Lord promise to come back? Yet the first leaders have already died, and the world hasn't changed a bit. They will say this because they want to forget that long ago the heavens and the earth were made at God's command. The earth came out of water and was made from water. Later, it was destroyed by the waters of a mighty flood. Verse 7, but God has commanded the present heavens and earth to to remain until the day of judgment, when they will be set on fire and ungodly people will be destroyed. Verse 8, dear friends, don't forget that for the Lord, one day is the same as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is the same as one day. The Lord isn't slow about keeping his promises, as some people think he is. In fact, God is patient because he wants everyone to turn from sin and no one to be lost. The day of the Lord's return will surprise us all like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a loud noise, and the heat will melt the whole universe. Then the earth and everything on it will be seen for what they are. Verse 11, everything will be destroyed, so you should serve and honor God by the way you live. You should look forward to the day when God judges everyone, and you should try to make it come soon. On that day, the heavens will be destroyed by fire, and everything else will be melt in the heat. Verse 13, but God has promised us a new heaven and a new earth where justice will rule. We are really looking forward to that. My friends, while you are waiting, you should make certain that the Lord finds you pure, spotless, and living at peace. Don't forget that the Lord is patient because he wants people to be served, to be saved. Verse 15, don't forget that the Lord is patient because he wants people to be saved. This is also what our dear friend Paul said when he wrote you with the wisdom that God had given him. Paul talks about these same things in all of his letters, but part of what he says is hard to understand. Some ignorant and unsteady people even destroy themselves by twisting what he said. They do the same thing with other scriptures too. Verse 17, my dear friend, you have been warned ahead of time. So don't let the errors of evil people lead you down the wrong path or make you lose your balance. Let the wonderful kindness and the understanding that come from the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, help you to keep on growing. Praise Jesus now and forever. Amen. This is a promise from God. This complete passage in 2 Peter 3 tells us about the Lord will return. He is coming soon. And it lets us know in verse 15, as I repeated it twice, and now for a third time, don't forget that the Lord is patient because he wants people to be saved. And this is a promise. And he tells us do not forget. And it also says, this is also what our friend Paul said when he wrote you with the wisdom that God had given him. Paul tells us about these things in all of his letters. And again, we have been warned, according to verse 17, ahead of time. So we are to always remember, do not forget the promises of God. Abraham did not understand fully when God called him out. And he said that your descendants would be many. How many? As many as the grains of sand on a seashore, and as many as the stars in heaven. And according to this particular passage we just read in 2 Peter 3, I love the way it indicates in verse 8, dear friends, in this particular translation, dear friends, don't forget that for the Lord, one day is the same as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is the same as one day. The Lord isn't slow about keeping his promises, as some people think he is. In fact, God is patient. So think about it this way. Even though people may say, where is God now? How come he has not responded? How come he has not changed a situation? How come he has not fixed this circumstance? Now, people may say that, but that could very well be you saying the same thing. And I'm just going to be honest. I have said that in my time when I was in a discouraging situation, when I was in a circumstance that I questioned God's timing. And sometimes our worries and our stresses and our devastations and even our uncertainties may take you into such a downward spiral that it would cause you to question God's timing. Because we want things to happen quickly or according to our time. But according to verse 8 in 2 Peter 3, it indicates that we are not to forget that for the Lord, one day, is the same as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is the same as one day. So it may appear to us that God far, far away. It may feel to us that he has not heard your prayer. And the enemy can entertain thoughts of doubt that would trigger discouragement, that would also trigger uncertainty. And then you find yourself in thoughts of a downward spiral that leads you to death. But God says in Scripture, verse 13, God has promised us a new heaven and a new earth where justice will rule. And we are certainly looking forward to that. So these are the promises that God wants us to not forget. So let's look at some scripture that solidifies these promises that God said we can bank on. We can take those promises to the bank. One particular promise of many says this, and for you note takers and those who love the food and the desire of God's word to feed your soul, to enrich you, to empower you, to encourage you to keep on keeping on, to build you up, that you would be strong warriors of God. Write these scriptures down and meditate on them, that it would be the very food for your soul. John 10:8 says, I give eternal life to them, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. 1 John 5:14-15 says this, this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. Now, this is his promise, an answer to prayer. The confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, now he hears us, and if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. Now, this is a promise, but if you live in doubt and if you live in fear and worry and anxiety and uncertainty, then you won't hear God. Now, I'm talking to brothers and sisters in Christ. When we are in a circumstance, when we are in a situation that we question, how is God going to bring this to a peace to my soul? And that is Satan's will for the children of God, to be in a disarray, to be discombobulated, to be filled with thoughts of worry, confusion, to be filled with anger, impatience. And when we are saturated with the evils of his way, that's Satan's way, then it can throw us off course. We become unbalanced, and our footing is not steady, solid. But God says, according to his word, Proverbs 3:5-6. Listen to what he says. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Now, these are promises of God that you can bank on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And it says, do not lean to your own understanding. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. as a child of God. He wants you to focus on the situation. He wants you to focus on the uncertainty of life. He wants you to focus and worry concerning a situation that you may not be able to see your way through. But God said, set your mind and fix your eye on Him, His promises. 1 John 1, verse 9, states it nicely. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So even in the thoughts that we have, that are not of peace, that are not of joy, thoughts that are evil, thoughts that can take you in some dark places that you know you should not go. Our words can be painful and hurting, and even our actions can take us into a boxing ring that we would regret when we come to our right mind. God's promise says, according to 1 John 1 and 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful. Who is faithful? God is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, this is a promise to the body of Christ. But for the unbeliever, how does this comfort him or her? Well, it won't. Because, one, they have not accepted Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. So they have no peace. They live a lifestyle of dysfunction. They live a lifestyle of discord. They live a lifestyle that brings destruction to their life and ultimately death. So I want to stop, drop, and pray right now, because I cannot assume that every listener to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio, is saved. And I pray that this broadcast is a blessing to you, that you would want to come to know Jesus Christ in the pardoning of your sins. So I encourage you to prepare your heart. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. And I encourage my brothers and sisters in Christ who are listening to the broadcast that you would bow your head and that you would extend prayer for those who may not know Him in these closing days of grace. That you would touch and agree with me as we lift them up, that they would have a right to the tree of life. And that is Jesus Christ. So if you could partner with me, brothers and sisters, and we just want to stop right here before we continue with the promises that bring healing and encouragement to the soul. So your heart, your sincere heart, and my words as you repeat after me. Now, these are just my words, but God knows your heart. And if you would bow your head and humble your heart before Him, that you would receive the free gift of salvation through faith, saved by grace. So let's pray. Lord God, I am a sinner, and I need a Savior. Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how, asking that you would forgive my sin. According to 1 John 1, verse 9, I believe your word is true. I believe by faith that Jesus died on the cross for me. His blood covered my sins. Lord God, I cannot save myself. I need you, my Savior. Please set up residence on the throne of my heart. For I believe by faith that you are my God. I believe by faith that Jesus is my Savior. I believe by faith that the Holy Spirit will fill my heart. I love you, Lord God. I need you, Lord God, for you are mine. Forgive me. You saved me by your amazing grace, and I want eternity in heaven. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. As you have given your life to Christ, the angels are rejoicing. And what a hallelujah chorus it is. So I encourage you, brother or sister, that you would seek out a Bible teaching church in your community, that you would be baptized by submersion of water, and you would get up singing hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me, making me brand new, that you would run and tell somebody that you are saved, that you are now a Christ follower. Amen. And also, within that Bible teaching church, seek out a small group Bible study or a small group Sunday school class that you could grow and go in grace, that you would be discipled, that you would be on mission to go into the world and teach and preach and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you would be that earthen vessel that God uses to bring someone into the ark of salvation. So praise the Lord, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for praying with me, for partnering with me in prayer. And I pray that whomever you lifted up in prayer to come to know Jesus, their Savior, that God would send those to water, and he will bring the increase as long as you have planted the seed through prayer. So praise the Lord. So we will continue to move through the pages of Scripture concerning words of healing and encouragement, focusing on promises, God's promises, the promises that we stand on. Philippians 4:19. Philippians 4:19 says, my God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. My God, your God, our God, will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Romans 8:38 through 39 says, I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now that's a promise. We indicated in Scripture, according to John 10:28, nothing or no one can snatch us from the hand of God. And according to Romans 8:38, nor principalities, nor angels, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now, who is us? The body of Christ, Christ followers, those who've accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior today. The promises of God, according to Romans 8:38 and 39, says nothing. And we can bank on that. Isaiah 41:10 said, do not even fear. Do not fear, according to Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. So when we are in a valley low, where it seems as though the waters have just submerged us, as if we were in a Red Sea, when God allowed the Israelites to walk through the Red Sea on dry land, but those that were chasing the Israelites down, the Egyptians, he did not let them walk through the Red Sea on dry land. He drowned every single one of them that attempted to capture the Israelites back. That type of submersion of water, overwhelming so much that I can't seem to swim out of it, can be your circumstance, can be your situation on the job, with your marriage, with your children, or even with a friend. Your finances can be that overabundance of water that may appear to try to take you out of this world. God says, do not fear, according to Isaiah 41, for I am with you. Do not anxiously look about you, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Surely I will help you. Surely I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God said he would do this for you. His promises are true. He's never reneged on a promise. Do not fear. Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. God said, according to Isaiah 41, do not fear, for I am with you. According to Deuteronomy 31, 8, he says, the Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. So if you are in a courtroom situation, don't worry, don't fear. God said, according to his word, that he goes ahead of you. And this is what we want him to do. We want him to go ahead of us. But in order for us to know that he does, we've got to fix our eyes on him. Set your mind in his direction. Stand on the very promises of God. Sure-footed, unwavering faith that God will rescue you. He gave Abraham the promise concerning his descendants, his seed would be many. And he did it on the cross through Jesus Christ, who died on that cross, who bled on that cross for our sins, who walked down Calvary's road to be our Redeemer, paid the price that we may have eternal life. He was brought down off the cross. He was placed in a borrowed tomb. But that early morning, he got up. He rose from the grave. He conquered the grave. He shut the mouth of Satan, and he is our strength. Jesus is our promise. God set it all in place. He is our grip. We are to hold on to his unchanging hand. Regardless of what it feels like, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of what it sounds like, we are to stand on the very promises of God. 1 Kings 8, verse 56. Daily dwell on God's promises. Not half a day, 5 minutes of the day, or 24 hours in the day. Every day. 365 days a year. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart. And always remember, not one word has failed of all his good promises. Not a one. According to 1 Kings 8:56, daily set your mind. Place your heart in his grip, because we know that nothing or no one can pluck you out of his hand. He is sovereign. That means he's got everything concerning this world in his sovereign control. He's got it under his control. He's provided for you in the past. He provides for you now. And his promises said, He provides for you eternal. We read that in 2 Peter chapter 3. That God has promised us a new heaven and a new earth where justice will rule. Now that's according to 2 Peter 3 verse 13. These are God's promises that the enemy wants us to forget. God keeps reminding us over and over and over again. Do not forget. Do not be afraid. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart and always remember. That means never forget. Not one word has failed of all his good promises. All of his good promises. These are promises concerning the word of God that we can take to the bank in our life. So when we are distraught, when we are dismayed, when the challenges of life or the finances of life overwhelm you, the very word of God says, dwell. Don't forget. Keep your eyes fixed on him. When circumstances lead you to doubt God, Mark 9:24 says, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. You're praying to God to ask him to help you overcome your unbelief. When we ask, it shall be given. When you seek him through his word, he will show you. When you knock on the door of his heart, he loves you. And he will grant according to your request, according to his perfect will. When those two things are in sync, then watch God move in your situation. He said he will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will go before you. When you set your eyes on him. So, when gripped by unrelenting anger or even hatred, 1 John 4:20 says, if anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. So some of us may be dealing with a seed of hatred deep down inside your soul. Confess it as sin. Turn from that. Cry out to God. Based on his promises that he would set you free of hatred, unrelenting anger towards a brother or sister in Christ. Ephesians 4:31 says to get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ God forgave you, me. And these promises of God will shape you, mold you, purify us, rejuvenate us, restore us, refreshing us as we seek him first, the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness, that we would be made afresh and new, that we won't have to walk around wringing our hands as if there's no hope. Our hope is on the promises of God. Abraham demonstrated that through obedience, he was called out and to go. And that is the same calling for you and me as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters in Christ, to be called out. Yes, we live in a sin-sick world, but we are to separate ourselves and live holy and sanctified lives, that we would be set apart, that someone would say, "What must I do to be saved?" So I encourage you, brothers and sisters, to understand that the Bible is the very food for your soul. The soul is sinful, but thanks be to God for the blood that ran down the cross, the very blood of Jesus Christ. Nothing but the blood of Jesus Christ is what God saw as the perfect sacrificial lamb that covered the sin of the world. And we want to remember that the promises of God are true. The promises of God is the word, the Bible. According to Philippians 4:7, it reads this way, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." So the world may try to conform your mind to the ways of it, but the word of God says, "Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind according to the promises of God." The word, Psalms 119, verse 165, says, "Those who love your law have great peace, and nothing causes them to stumble." So when you love God, his law keeps us on the straight and narrow path. We hate to run to sin. We run from sin. In our days of corralling and living loosely before we accepted Jesus Christ, we were running to sin. We enjoyed it. The body craved it. Our thoughts went with it. And it dissatisfied our sin-sick soul. But when we accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we have been born again, made brand new, and now the transformation of the soul should be that we run toward Jesus and away from sin. According to Isaiah 9:6, it says, "For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace." Now these are promises, again, that we can bank on. "For a child will be born unto us." And we know that he had been born unto us. Because that child, a son, will be given unto us. And we know that that son was given unto us because he died on the cross. And his name is Jesus Christ. We've accepted him as our salvation. We believe by faith. We are saved by his amazing grace. And he now lives in our heart. The government will rest upon his shoulders. He is our rest. He is our refuge. He hides us under the shadow of his wing, according to Psalms 91. Isaiah 12:2 promises, "Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation." This is God's promise. Behold, he is my salvation. The prophet Isaiah states, God is my salvation. And today, now, we state that God is our salvation. We will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord God is my strength and song. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So I pray and hope that these words of promise, according to Scripture, have moved your soul to be at peace, to be refreshed, to be renewed, to mount up on wings of eagles, that you would run and not be weary, that you won't faint, for you will reap the benefits, the blessings of sowing good seed in your thoughts, in your words, and in your deeds. Those are promises of God. Be not weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. Just don't faint. Yes, it may look gloomy. It may look as if there is no end to what you are being subjected to. And it may hurt. Yes, it does hurt. But just as Jesus suffered, you also will suffer. That suffering shapes and strengthens and molds your character. Perseverance, diligence, it's all to shape and mold our character, that we would be more like him. Love, joy, peace, faithfulness, kindness, gentleness, self-control, patience, long-suffering, love. The fruit of the Spirit are the character of God. So, according to this particular series, words of healing and encouragement, always remember, according to Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Always remember that the grass, that grass in your front yard along the way, as you see the seasons change and you see them come and they go. The grass withers and the flowers also do the same. They fade away. But you can bank on the word of God according to his promises. They will never fade away. His promises are true. His promises are real. The word of God is breathing, and it builds you up to become brand new. So, brothers and sisters, I encourage you to fix your eyes on him and know that you can stand on the promises of God, regardless of what you're experiencing, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of what you see and hear. Always know that God's promises are true. Thank you for being a faithful listener to this broadcast, Mission from the Heart Radio, and we will look at the last point in this particular series, words of healing and encouragement, as we know that the scripture will explain to us about eternity. Now that's a promise. God bless you.